Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
ITL Fantasy Podcast Network presents In a World of Football Podcasts that sounds like this.
Welcome into our podcast on Suck Talk Radio.
And talk like this.
Wah, 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 don't draft the running back, wah, wah.
Because they're not.
So much fun!
Bogman, let's not overreact here.
The In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Featuring Bogman.
He's f***ing terrible. I don't understand.
Who cares?
This is some psychopath.
Basie got hit in last night.
Hey.
And the Welsh.
Christ, I don't have an answer for this, Bogman. I think I'm going to go...
Pick one.
Spit it out.
Burn it to the ground.
Playing on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn. Coming to your ears.
Welcome, friends, to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I am Chris Welsh. You can find on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Over there, that is Scott Bogman. You can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Today, mock draft 10.0. Maybe the final mock draft? Maybe the final countdown? Maybe?
Mock draft.
Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. We don't know. We keep you on your toes for next week. We have got on ESPN, we're drafting today.
ESPN.
A 12-team PPR mock draft. Where I have got a little bit of a wrinkle I'm going to throw in, but I'm going to save it until we get there. A little surprise for Scoot Boogman is what's going to happen. Friends, this episode, all the episodes brought to you, not in part, but wholly by our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. All the things and all the stuff is there. Listen, if you want to have fun, come join us. If you want our ranks, which are updated today, you should join us. $5 will get you those ranks. And I mean, it is the end of the month, so I kind of get why you might be finicky about it.
The end of the month.
But then if you sign up at $5 and the next month comes in and you get $5 more, it's not the biggest deal in the world. You can try out some of the stuff. The $5 will get you into the Thursday and Monday night streams with Bogman. It'll also get you our Comedy Secret shows. And if you want to go a little bit more, we've got the GroupMe rooms, which are phenomenal during in season. Plus, you're supporting us. You're a part of our world. We're going to be doing some DFS contests only this year on our Patreon, which is going to be so much fun because Bogman and I are both involved in the world of DFS now because it is legal where I'm living. As you're listening to this, it's legal tomorrow, and Bogman now lives in a legal DFS state, so we can do it more. So we're going to play and want to have so much fun. So come and support your boys if you would. If you don't, listen to the podcast, consume, and have all the fun in the world. But patreon.com/ITL Army. Mock draft coming up here very shortly. We're going to break down things, but there is news on news, Bogman, and the prediction, which wasn't a difficult prediction, happened. Sony Michel is no longer a Patriot. As I said, he'd be cut, but it makes all the sense. And the secondary one that you worried about, that the Rams would bring someone in, also happened.
Yeah.
And those two combined. Sony Michel was traded to the Rams, and many people immediately dismiss it wholeheartedly, which, okay, I guess you could do that. But Sony Michel is still a dude. He absolutely can play the goal line back. I think Daryl Henderson is still your early down, but Henderson has the potential to play Carlos Hyde to James Robinson, if you will.
Absolutely. You know, yeah.
To Daryl Henderson. He can play the Carlos Hyde to what James Robinson will deal with. And it's,
I mean,
not
Henderson
something you
is
can
explosive.
Dismiss.
Yeah. Henderson is explosive and Michelle's kind of a grinder. So would not be surprised to see Michelle get goal line carries and all that stuff. But look, you know, Michelle still has to, you know, he's behind the eight ball here. This isn't a lot different than when Fournette got cut last year, right? Because it's at the end of the preseason. You're going to have to learn the playbook and the calls and the protections and all that stuff for a complicated offense and what Sean McVay runs. So I don't know that he's going to be out there week one impressing. He's got a little time. So maybe he is, but I think for right now, Jones and Funk are probably going to be the backups for the first couple weeks, but then Michelle should run over those guys pretty fast.
I mean, I think Michelle does it from day one. I think he's in there. He's the goal line back. I think he's probably the,
I don't think, you know, he's the goal line back immediately.
I don't think he's the goal line back. I think that's an easy early role for him to do inside short yardage to bring him in. But Henderson is still the predominant guy, but there's a couple things. If you were nuts on Henderson, you might want to adjust. Maybe this is fringy RB2 for any competition coming in. I also think it makes Sony Michel more relevant on your bench running backs. What it also does is this opens up my guy, Ramondre Stevenson, you know, who I've been taking a lot early on, who has had a phenomenal, phenomenal preseason. They had first two games, they had four touchdowns. He's the reason why they could comfortably make that move. And Stevenson moves into the number two spot with Damian Harris, which, you know, it's nothing crazy, but what this does is offer the opportunity for Stevenson to shine, and he's even more of a target now. He has to be bumped up. So I think it's Michelle bumps up, obviously, just because he's in a better situation. Stevenson bumps up, and Henderson, I think, has to, pending where you were with him. I was already, I think I had him at RB24, so there wasn't a lot of wiggle room that I think he needs to go down. But if you were like RB, I don't know, 21, like maybe you want to go a couple notches down, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not a Henderson fan anyway. I should rephrase that. I am a Henderson fan.
Yeah, but you like just said you were liking him.
I'm a Henderson fan, but I'm not. There are people that are just going crazy over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not there. And look, it hasn't worked with him in L.A. with McVay since he's been there. So I think he's a better running back for a different type of system. So I'm just not as excited. But Sony Michel doesn't make me go, oh, you know, because we all thought he's going to be cut because he hasn't been doing anything for the Patriots. So it's not like he goes into L.A. and immediately becomes this amazing back. The offense should be better, so he should have more scoring opportunities and stuff. But I don't think he's not going to vault over guys that we already like. Like, I'm not going to put him over James Conner or guys like that. So, you know, he'll be in that middling at the end of your draft. Type of stuff. Who would you rather have? Would you rather have Sony Michel or Ramondre Stevenson?
It's hilarious. I have them close, but I would go with Ramondre. I'd go with the upside.
Yeah, I think I would do that too. Yeah.
But you know where Sonny Michel goes? He goes in that range to me of like the Tevin Coleman's, or like I don't know. He's like a poor man's like Gus. Like, I would take Gus Edwards over him. But after that, when you're starting to look at, you know, like that type of crew, like the Coleman's or the Madison's, those backups, like, I'd look at Sonny Michel in there. He could steal some touchdowns early on in the season. I don't think Michel holds up on the year. But I mean, how many times do we see, like, out of nowhere, Steve, you know, Michelle's getting 20 carries with the Patriots? Right, like, the Rams could move into that direction. I don't know. I think it's something you should monitor on the back end of your drafts, where if you're bored and you're looking for, like, well, who's a guy that can maybe give me some early production? Because maybe, you know, you took the Trey Sermons of the world or Javonte Williams. Like, I take one of those guys. You know, take a Coleman, take a Sony Michelle. Maybe you get a couple weeks out of them. But Henderson's still the guy. I have Henderson right on the fringe of RB2 to flex. That's where I have him now. I don't know where you have moved him. Obviously, people can check the rank, but
yeah, I mean, I'm gonna make my adjustments later tonight, so I haven't physically moved him on my list yet.
And for people listening, you will already have the update. We're recording.
Oh,
the day
yeah,
before,
yeah, yeah. So. I will move him. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how much further down I'm gonna move him. I already have him at 28. So,
Yeah, you're already pretty low.
Yeah, so I don't think I'll move him too much.
Did you answer the question, Ramondre or Sonny Michel?
Ramondre for me as well.
It's easy, right?
Yeah, it is pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In other news, as far as like positional sets that are going on, two quarterback competitions look like they have come to a finality. Trevor Lawrence wins a quarterback competition in Jacksonville. So, you know, I would say that is a big plus, especially
the
for
least
where
shocking
you're drafting
news
him.
Ever. Right.
Yep. And then the second one is one that I had, like, I think I could get one quarterback job wrong. It's looking like in New Orleans, because I think it's starting to go towards Winston. But the one I have been steadfast on is Teddy Bridgewater wins it in Denver. And Teddy Bridgewater has won the job. And that is, I think, a plus for everybody, to be honest with you, especially the wide receivers.
Oh,
it's a
absolutely
plus for
not.
Jerry Jeudy.
I completely disagree.
I think it's a plus
I don't
for Jeudy
think,
specifically.
I don't. Well, Jeudy could be a plus because he has liked Jeudy, and that's kind of the rapport that we've seen built in camp. But I think that, well, first of all, I don't know how much difference Drew Locke versus Teddy Bridgewater was going to make anyway, but I just, you know, Teddy Bridgewater has been kicked around so much, Minnesota to New Orleans to Carolina to the Jets to now in Denver. Like, he's been everywhere, right? So he's
around
that,
the world and now, yeah.
Well, he's that Motel 6. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. You know, he's that guy. So he hasn't lasted longer than a year pretty much anywhere. So I don't know, man. I'm just not a believer in Teddy Bridgewater, but
So do you think this is a negative for anybody? That's how you're sounding.
I don't know that it's, like I said before, I don't know that it's a positive or a negative so much. I don't like it for Cortland Sutton because Locke has a gun. You know, one thing that Locke has is a monster arm. So I think the downfield threat for him and maybe KJ Hamler, that those guys come back a little bit. Like you said, maybe Jeudy moves up a little bit more. Maybe Gordon and Javonte Williams catch more passes out of the backfield. Maybe Noah Fant is a little bit of a bigger target as well. But, I mean, we're talking slight moves here because it's a bad quarterback situation, which is why they're trying everything they could to get Aaron Rodgers in the offseason.
Yeah, so, and it could move all around. Like, yeah. Bridgewater could start four games and then Locke could be back in. This
sure.
is nothing.
I mean, honestly, I think it changes more than once. I think they go from Bridgewater to Locke back to Bridgewater at some point. So who knows who will end the season there.
So those two situations are relatively finalized. There's also a couple others that, like, you're looking at, like, Joe Burrow is going to play the last preseason game. Dak was in on 11-on-11, so you can feel like more optimistic.
Yeah,
but here
Dak
is
was impressive in his drills, yeah, too. So I like
here
that.
Is the crazy one, and I mean, I'm going to give it up if he is right about this, but Joe Pisapia is victory laps right now because Patriots beat writers are saying that Mac Jones is looking like he may be the starter. Cam has got a little bit of an issue right now where he's not in. I know Mac has looked good early on. I'm just shocked if that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I mean, look, Cam is a former MVP, right? So that's why you kind of give the benefit of the doubt to Cam. And he didn't look terrible in the preseason games either. Mac has looked good. That's nice. But also Mac has been playing against the second tier competition. So you expect him to look good. The reason that this is kind of in question right now would be because Cam is away from the team. He had some COVID protocol thing that he messed up. And the reports are that the team is frustrated with him right now. And Mac Jones, they said he completed like 25 of his first 30 passes in practice today. He threw two touchdowns and two-minute drills and came off the field, was getting high fives from every one of his teammates. Like, he seems to be the leader here. And look, any decision that Bill Belichick makes is not shocking, right? Because even if it's out of left field in our mind, it's still, well, yeah, that's what Bill Belichick does, right? So, but I mean, even with this, I'm still going to be surprised if they announce Mac Jones as starter week one. But I will also say we probably won't find out until they walk out on the field and take their first offensive snap, because I don't think Bill Belichick will give the media anything that they want to hear.
Yeah, I would still be surprised about it. But, you know, I mean, it looks like it could be trending in that direction. Do you think there's any
reason
bonus?
I doubt it? The only reason I doubt it, yeah, I think the wide receivers all get a boost.
Okay.
If it's Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones is a much better passer. Especially at this point in his career. I mean,
I like Jonnu even a little bit more as well. I just want to point that out.
So, I mean, Jonnu and Hunter Henry should both take a step up. And Aguilar. I mean, Mac Jones can throw the ball deep. So, you know, I I like it for the entirety of the offense. I just would be surprised if that's the way they went. But I think what gives me more trepidation about this than Bill Belichick and all of this is that the Boston beat writers have been so wrong so many times.
They actually might have the highest percentage of wrong of all beat writers from the episodes you
have. I think they're just the loudest. I think they just report the most, and their quotes are taken. And I think part of it is because Bill Belichick doesn't give anybody anything, so we're looking at the beat writers more in Boston than we are in other places. So that's probably part of it too. But they're just like, everything last year was all Damian Harris, and Damian Harris was a dud last year. I mean, he was not spectacular. So, I think kind of dragging me back down to earth on this.
So who would you rather have, Mac Jones or Teddy Bridgewater?
Mac Jones, 1,000,000%.
Okay. So let me do this. Who would you rather have, Zach Wilson or Mac Jones?
Zach Wilson
starts. You'd rather still have Zach Wilson over Mac Jones if they're both starting.
Yeah. I mean, look, Zach Wilson has looked great in the preseason so far. And he's just guaranteed to start, so that's kind of an easy one for me. Still,
if Jameis starts, Jameis or Mac Jones?
Jameis.
Okay. Here's the last one, and this one kind of speaks for itself on the quarterback issues. You can actually just hear it from his own mouth here. This is Jimmy Garoppolo being asked about the quarterback situation.
The starting quarterback in week one. Do you have a pretty good idea?
Oh yeah, I have a pretty good idea.
Big smile.
And he's laughing.
This means something, right?
It's whatever he decides. Yeah, I have a pretty good idea. I'm pretty happy with where I'm at right now and everything, and just the offense as a whole. But yeah, Kyle's the head man. He'll make the call.
I mean, like, if there's a person with a worst poker face, if there's a worst poker face on the planet, it's Jimmy Garoppolo. You didn't see it. He has the biggest smile that you've ever seen in your life, laughing. He has a pretty good idea.
He just got back from a date with that porn star, whoever it was.
So. Exactly. Trey Lance isn't going to be starting anytime remotely soon in the beginning of the year. Things can change. But
how do you feel about that, being the Niners guy?
It's what I always thought was going to happen.
I know it's what you thought was going to happen, but would you prefer to see Lance in there?
I'm fine. When Garoppolo's on, he's good. The problem is he's massively inconsistent. Garoppolo can make throws that puts him as a QB1. I don't care what anybody says. When he's on,
team to a Super Bowl, you know what I mean? Their defense was obviously a huge part of that, but it's not like it wasn't like the 2000 Ravens.
He can be
all defense,
pinpoint accuracy type of guy. He's not a big deep ball guy, but when you've got Kittle, Debo, and Ayuk, you've got two of the best route runners in the NFL at wideout, and Kittle, it works well for you. Here's the problem: they don't pass enough for volume, and his decision making is dog crap. And he will make the dumbest boneheaded moves. And that's what's the problem. So if they want to limit that and they want to, like, median throws, go a lot of Kittle and run the ball, Garoppolo is going to win them games. He's a manager. You know, he's a manager of ability and fine talent around him, but he is not going to win games on his back, like a play like Trey Lance that you would bring in, who's going to be able to scramble and make awe-inspiring throws. So early on in the season, this is fine because he might be the best set. There's a couple hard games.
Does he kind of look like the manager of like an Outback Steakhouse too? You keep saying a manager, so I just keep thinking of like a manager at random, like maybe a manager at a Lowe's or a manager at Home Depot or something. The manager,
dare I say, he might not even be the worst guy to throw out there week one in like two quarterback leagues or DFS. I'm just randomly throwing out there because they're playing the Lions.
How about this? Over under snaps for Trey Lance week one. And I'll put it at one.
Zero. I'll take the under.
You take the under. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they could throw him out in like a series. They could do the Jalen Hurts stuff, but I don't.
Specifically against the Lions too. If they're up big in the fourth quarter, maybe he gets a series or two, but
I think Jimmy's a three touchdown more of like, guy week one.
I'm thinking more like trick plays.
I think, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's like Jalen Hurts. It's possible they could Jalen Hurts this. We haven't seen the offense enough to know that they're going to do that. But like, I think Jimmy can find some success. The problem that's going to happen is the season goes on, he's going to get beat down. When he tries to make plays, it backfires. And Shanahan has to make sure that doesn't happen. So the running game has to be efficient, and Kittle needs to be healthy, and the wide receivers need to be healthy. If they start having injury problems, you can count down when Trey Lance is going to come in. So I'm not shocked about this, but the people that were we saw Trey Lance go like 11-0 at quarterback in whatever the hell in flex league. that's too much. And hopefully they probably backed him up with a good quarterback, but that's why we just move away from that type of stuff. And, you know, there might be teams that Trey Lance might not be out by fourth or fifth week. Jimmy Garoppolo starting. Looks like Andy Dalton starting. Jameis Winston starting. Trevor Lawrence. I mean, these are the guys that you've got. Quarterback situations, Teddy Bridgewater, look like they are set around the NFL. And that's how you can attack your drafts this weekend, knowing what it looks like. So you are going to see Trey Lance and Fields go lower in drafts because there's no more speculation. That's done.
Yeah. I'm waiting on that.
Okay. There's other updates, I suppose, out there. I mean, there's some other interesting ones that, like, Sports Edge has got as news, but I think those are the big ones for you guys.
Other one I think we need to mention is that Breshad Perriman is not running with the ones in Detroit. The ones in Detroit right now have been Amon-Ra St. Brown, Khalif Raymond, and Tyrell Williams. So that is interesting because, I mean, we saw Perriman go in flex yesterday. But he is not running with the one. So if you're thinking about taking a flyer on a Lions guy at the end, Amon-Ra St. Brown's your guy.
That's a good one. Friends, check out the ITL store, inthisleague.fans, if you guys want to pick up some In This League swag. We got the 99 Problems But My Draft Ain't One shirt. Hit me. You can do that. We've got the logo, the sign logo, and we got the podcast artwork if you want to support that. And we got mugs, we got hoodies, we've got stickers. Check them all out, plus a ton of other stuff. Inthisleague.fans will take you to the store if you would like to pick up some stuff. You can go do it today. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to set the stage. I got a little potential wrinkle we could throw into this draft, but this is a game. This is a stage setter. This is what this is. This isn't playing around. We are going to be drafting as we would want to go into this weekend, all of the prep work in play, and we are going to tackle it. So don't go anywhere. Mock Draft 10.0 on ESPN starts right after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Here we go. Mock Draft 10.0. We are on ESPN. We're drafting
ESPN.
I got to tell you, Bugs, I don't love the idea of our, quote, final mock being on ESPN. So yeah, I am.
Well, I'm out of room on Yahoo. So tough.
There is a potential that there might be. You couldn't even do another mock on Yahoo?
No, I can't. I have no room.
Another? Oh, okay. Well, we might. There's a potential that there might be another mock, a different type of mock that we would do next. We're just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out. It wouldn't be edited. Bogman refuses to edit. So it would be either a completely not safe for work, uncensored, or it would be a money jar. Money
is my limit. So yeah, money jar or unedited is fine. But
yeah, that might be in the works. We'll see. We're still developing. Next week is a weird time because there's still drafts here. And I have, I'm going to present something to you in this one, Boggs. We're on ESPN. And we've got 12 of us here. And there's going to be no shenanigans. You know, there's no shenanigan-y type of things here. There's no like, hey, let's test this thing. No, this is the last one. We want to.
This is your gear up one. This is the one that takes you into your draft season, your draft weekend. Let's go.
You're right. We do want to gear up. And I think we're not going to play this out, but I think we should play this for keeps where we have our board bets we watch that we keep the team saved and we see who scored the most total points at the end of the year. It's not a best ball necessarily.
I mean, that's exactly, you described exactly what best ball is, but
okay. But I'm not, I mean,
we can, I mean, they won't go in. And the problem with this is, you know, if you play best ball, It'll go in and switch around your rosters and stuff for you. So your highest scoring players play. If you just do a regular ESPN league and leave it, you know, you're going to have injured guys in your starting lineup and all that stuff. That's
we can. All I was saying is we can figure it out how we want to do it. But I was saying we monitor both teams in some capacity and we pit them against each other. And then we check it at the end of the year and we have something on the line.
I'm good with that. Yeah. Okay.
So we'll figure out the exact details of how we're doing it. Cause you would draft the best ball maybe a little bit differently, but maybe we'll just take this team and we'll, you know, best ball it. And we'll put this on with the board person, you know, the person that keeps track of all the stuff. They can keep this team in. We'll have a little bit online. So what should be on the line? Can't say lunch. I mean, I suppose we could Uber Eats each other something. Maybe. Cash money.
How about some cash? Some cash.
Maybe if you got a PS5, maybe a game, maybe a brand new edition of something.
Whatever you want to bet, man. I'm in.
Wow. So you're so confident that I am such a garbage piece of shit that you are going to be able to beat me for whatever is on the line, no matter what.
I'm not editing opens, so no more of that. But yes, I'm confident. I'm not
that I am that big of a
piece. No, you idiot. If you'll listen. I'm confident in me. I'm not confident in you. Can I be confident in me? Is that okay? Does that offend your sensibilities, Welshie?
Where's confident there, Boggy?
Okay. In my drafting. It's the only thing I'm confident in my life. So
I'm trying to get in your head here because there's going to be something on the line. We need to. We'll figure it out during the draft. Well, we'll see how well I draft and we'll figure out what's on the line.
I figured you knowing that I'm at four, you were just like, well, he's going to take Saquon, so I'll bet him.
No, I you know what? And let's talk about that. Number one, we've got CK, Tomlin at two, Barwich is at three. I like that. And you actually have some ringers between you. You are drafting four. Team Toft is five. The Sniper, RFP, is at six. Team Barrow at seven. Chatty at eight. Sean is at nine. I am at 10. Todd Golden is at 11. And I couldn't tell you what is. Oh, Toby is at 12, who cannot take Travis Etienne. And he's sad about it. So it's on ESPN. So, I mean, what do you say we do? Do we do like a game download? I mean, there's no guarantee you're going to have that PS5. You're wishy-washy about it right now. So do we want to just have some money?
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
25 bucks, maybe 20
sure.
bucks.
Sure. Well, okay. You want, let's do the, you know, order something annoying for each other off of Amazon.
Amazon annoying order. I like
don't
that.
Don't you still owe me some annoying thing from Amazon?
No, we talked about that. We haven't done that. No. Okay. No, you're about to owe me on a bet for baseball with AJ Pollock. So, but I think that's a lunch bet. So I
mean, you just cursed yourself on that.
So. I did. All right. So this will be the mystery Amazon purchase bet is what we will have on the line because this is a for keepsies. That's the whole point of what you're talking about here. It's we've done the strategy. We did all these mocks to, you know, to get ourselves in this place to see what is the team construction that we like. And, you know, hilariously, I mean, I'm still want to cry laughing from the flex draft that we did, but we went off book and we ended up liking it even better than sometimes the stringent strategy
take,
that we have.
A wide receiver at 10 then?
You know what? It's a possibility. I mean, I'm making this bet and I hate 10. I absolutely hate this spot. It's not a spot that I'm into.
Well, I prefer 7 or 8 to get Saquon later, but that's fine.
I get your strategy. I would rather be high or just on the wheel if we were going to do that, but a 12 man is a little bit easier. We're both going to like these teams. So this is going to, so at 4, Saquon is a lock for you.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he goes in the top 3. I mean, you never know. Someone might do it just to mess with me.
Okay. But, and then you're just going to, you're going to pivot to Cook or Kamara. So what do you care? Exactly. You're in a fantastic spot.
Right.
So you're already locked there. I might tap running backs. And if I do, it's going to be Antonio Gibson. It's going to be Najee Harris and Antonio Gibson. That would be the ideal. I imagine at 10, I'm going to go like Najee Harris. And then if Antonio Gibson were to go before me, I would take one of those top wideouts, maybe like a Hopkins or Ridley. I'm really high on Ridley. And that would be the best case scenario. Since this is for keepsies, are you going to try to play heavy running back?
Yeah. I mean, that's my normal strategy, so I'm not going to stray from it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into this, guys. I think Matthew Berry is going to scream at me for a second, but I took the audio off for you. 12-team PPR, quarterback, 2 running back, 3 wideout, tight end, flex with a mystery Amazon purchase on the line. Bogman versus the Welsh. Let's do it. Two wide receivers, two running backs with a flex because someone didn't change the settings and ESPN lies. They say, hey, you can change the settings and you cannot. So that may might change the strategy. As Matthew Berry tells us, welcome to the best day of the draft day of the year. Blah, blah, blah.
Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, go bang, bang. Here goes Cook to Bear F***er.
Excuse me. Bear. Do you need assistance?
So two wideouts there, Boggs. That's how we'll be playing, huh?
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you f***ed up.
Yep. I am not listening to any
wideouts.
You're done.
The standard, you're right?
That's it. Okay. I hope you're done. I will leave. So you're done talking about it. You know the last couple days that I've had. So.
Two wideouts. It's all good. It's all good. Bogman got. I don't want you to leave there, Bogman. I don't want to turn nice guy into mean guy, Bogman. Getting a little cranky. I understand it though. I understand. Saquon went 4. Elliott went 5. Derrick Henry went 6, and Devontae Adams went 7. Jonathan Taylor. Any analysis, Boggs?
Yep. Nope.
No.
So far. Saquon at 4 is fine. Wow. Like I said, I wish I would have had him later, but what are you doing here? All your wide receiver, all your running backs are gone, I feel like.
I mean,
ESPN does have the screwiest rankings. Like Najee's still on the board, but you love Gibson. Eckler's still there. Aaron Jones is on the board.
I wanted to look at something, but I don't have much time here. Quick. Oh my God.
You better pick quick. You better pick. I'm Matthew Berry. I wrote a book.
Go Nick Chubb here at 10.
Who you got coming back?
I was trying to get into my rank. Yeah, I'm following my ranks. I had Nick Chubb at 8. Najee at, so they went Aaron Jones. There it goes. F***ing Najee.
And it's gone.
I got two more picks here. I mean, if I get Antonio Gibson, there goes Tyreek Hill, I'll be happy. I am one pick away.
I'd be so happy.
There's Eckler. So one of those two guys. I'm taking one. There goes f***ing Antonio Gibson. You asshole.
Gotcha, bitch.
I mean, I'm going to devalue running backs because we're only rostering two. Or wide receivers because we're only rostering two. So two of them.
As you should.
Yeah.
That's
so,
it.
Yep.
You're done.
I really wanted Antonio Gibson there.
Yeah, well, if ifs and buts was candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Tell him that.
Scott, that immediately.
Six,
if I have to listen to Matthew Berry in that voice tell me to quick make a pick, I will burn it to the ground. I will leave.
Unleash the fury!
That voice is nails on a chalkboard. Quick, make a pick! that's worse than the Fantrax stuff. The Fantrax stuff that they haven't updated in 12 years with the same goddamn sounds.
To the lady up front.
The auction stuff. That's gonna go to the lady up front. That's worse. No, that's not even close to as worth as Matthew Berry screaming in your ear with 10 seconds. last couple picks, by the way, went. I took Eckler. It went Diggs, Hopkins, and Ridley. So I'm walking in with Chubb and Eckler. I like that. Who you want? There goes Joe Mixon.
Who just went?
Joe Mixon. After Calvin Ridley.
Oh,
and Clyde Edwards.
Bitch. all right. Let me see here.
What's our price on the Amazon thing?
Let's go 20.
20 bucks? 20, 25 bucks?
You know what? I haven't done this yet, so we're going to try it.
Try something. Ooh, Waller in the second round when it counts?
When it counts. Let's go.
All right.
You know what? I feel like I'm a little emboldened by so many 16-man leagues that we're drafting right now.
Very true.
I feel like I can... You know, I'm just drafting a little bit better right now. So the team at least feels better. Dude, I don't know if I'm drafting better.
Said it.
Am I better than everyone?
A gajillion times over and over. You want to prep really well for your 12 team? Do a bunch of 16 man mocks.
You'll be so happy with your team.
But you'll just have a better understanding and a better, like, I don't know, just way of drafting. After Waller, when DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson, so last pick in the third round is to CK, and then you're coming back around. So what are you trying to do here?
I mean, I like James Robinson, but I don't think he's going to fall back to me. So
it was AJ Brown.
J.K. Dobbins is up after him.
So it went Montgomery, Brown, then J.K. Dobbins. Ooh, you're one
Barwich,
pick away.
Don't do it.
Barwich and I were texting about James
you
Robinson.
You motherfucking
I hate your face.
Disappointed.
He texts me because me and him both took it in our entry leagues, and he was, and I was like, and I told him, I said, I want all the shares, and then he did.
Oh, bitch and a half. All right. I don't want anybody.
It's just
so
it.
Terrible. Give me Keenan Allen. Still PPR.
You know, so
I'm waiting on a running back a little bit here, and my one is Saquon.
I don't think we want that follow Friday from Matthew Berry. The last one he followed Friday. We don't need that push.
And it's gone.
I'll take the Sealy and piece of Pia follow Friday.
Of course. It's not Matthew Berry that I hate. It's his voice over and over and over. Ah.
Well, it also screams in your ear.
On him too.
It's horrible. Rough. It's awful. Like, I don't know why they think that was okay to do that. Like, he's screaming in your ear.
Honestly, at least in the stupid Fantrax one, there are like 8 different ones, you know?
Yeah.
It's like sold to the guy up front, really wanted him, blah, blah, blah. Sold to the lady up front, sold to you in the back there, blah, blah, blah. You know, they have all the different kinds.
Yeah. All right. So I'm up. The last couple of picks went Allen Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Swift, Sanders, and CeeDee Lamb. This would have been a prime ETN spot. I'm really torn here. You know what I'm gonna do? We're gonna get Josh Jacobs. I'm gonna get balls out running backs, and then coming back here, there goes Chris Carson. I'm probably gonna go wide out. There goes Robert Woods, but I'm also looking at Patrick Mahomes. I've been doing crazy high quarterbacks this year and everything I'm doing.
Yeah. But you gonna stick with it?
I don't know. I mean,
no, you're not.
Counts. No, I'm f-ing not. God damn it.
Lamar and Josh Allen. Who do you like more between Lamar and Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
I mean, Josh Allen's still around.
But you know, at this point, I'd rather come all the way back. See, this is gonna push me to take a wideout, and I think I'm gonna go Deontay. Oh, Julio's out there too.
Julio. Gatorade.
Julio.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
Julio. Chris Godwin. Team Welsh is up.
We are going to go. Oh, the tight ends, though. Oh, I could do your tight end thing, too. Is this the fourth round?
This is the third round, right?
No, it's the fourth round. You know what?
Oh, it is.
Oh, I like money.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go Kittle. Boom. I'm going to go toe-to-toe with you. I'm going to get Kittle in the fourth round.
I've got
Nick Chubb, Eckler, Josh Jacobs, and George Kittle. There goes Mike Evans.
I really want Mike Davis to fall back. Mike Davis and Kareem Hunt are my guys.
That's your guy. Here. Yep. There goes Julio.
Julio.
So I like that guy. There goes Javonte Williams. Sixth pick in the fourth round.
I mean, people taking risks. I think a lot of these guys are also doing 16-man drafts with us. So
yeah,
there goes Coop.
All right, you're going to get Mike Davis. No one's taking Mike Davis. He's not even the top back on there.
Kareem Hunt, I had ranked higher, but I will draft Mike Davis.
What's the team look like right now?
Right now, it looks like Saquon, Mike Davis, Keenan Allen, Darren Waller.
You got to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What are you doing coming back?
I'm going to queue up a couple wideouts here. But I do want another running back. You know, once again, if you are on the Saquon train, you got to be smart about it. So you got to at least back up here. So
you should. Yeah, I completely agree with you that you got it. You can't get too flippant about it that you're like, hey, look, I got this guy. I don't have to worry. It's like, no, you still need to have some worry about it. I got three backs. So this is the best I've felt in a while because I can put my focus.
I mean, that's the exact strategy you want to do.
This is what I want to do. I'm always pivoting off of it. We had Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore, and Kyler Murray. Bogman is one pick away. So who are you taking?
Pivot.
Going back.
I'm going to take
the backs are going to get nasty real quick.
Yeah, but I have a hard time not taking Deontay Johnson here.
There's Daryl Henderson just went third pick in the fifth round. Fifth round's been DJ Moore, Kyler Murray, Daryl Henderson.
You know what? I'm going to take Chase Edmonds.
Okay, good. Because that leaves Deontay for me if possible. God damn it. There goes Lamar. Okay. So that's going to take me off of the crazy quarterback train because Lamar was the last bastion, him and Kyler. So I am heavy focused on Deontay. I know it's not going to happen. If Lamar was there, I probably would have taken him. But now I want Deontay like a fat kid wants cake. And there goes fucking Deontay.
Okay, you see what he did? He French fried when he should have pizzaed. You French fry when you pizza, you're going to have a bad time.
To the sniper. Attaway, Porter. Let's go.
Give me a hell yeah.
Well, I'm going to double tap White out. And I don't really know what I'm going to do because Deontay was all that I wanted.
All that I wanted.
Probably there goes Aaron Rodgers. So Dak is getting passed up here. How worried are you about Dak?
I just took Dak in our 16 man league in the fifth round. So I like that.
I'm going to take, if Dak comes back, there goes Leonard Fournette. Ugh. All right. So I am going to go
Leonard Fournette. He's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a fine pick.
It's a great pick. All right, I'm going to take Lockett.
Strangle you to death. What's that?
Oh, Galladay, Lockett. All right, we're going to go.
Make that sound. Jesus.
I was just going,
Mama.
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 Want to touch the hiney?
I think I might. Oh, but man, you and I got stuff on the line for this with Dak. But Dak is going to be fine, right? There goes, sure. Well, there's Kenny Galladay. That's what I wanted. Don't say that. There goes Raheem Mostert. I'm going to go Dak, I think. I'm one pick away. It went Gaskin, Galladay, Mostert. Kenny Galladay would have. There goes Ayuk. God damn, these wideouts, though. I mean, Welsh, do you just want to be smarter and not worry about it and get your wideouts? Beckham's out.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Dak is pretty good, but you need some wide outs. I don't know how the song goes.
I think Dak, sixth round. I feel pretty good about that.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. And we're really, you know what I forgot, Box? Only starting two wide outs. Completely forgot. So what am I worried about?
What are you worried about?
What am I worried about?
You should be worried about me leaving. That's what you should be worried about.
It's a great, yeah. You did a great thing for me. Is this actually PPR?
Are you ESPN likes to do standard.
ESPN likes to do no
PPR. Looks like my voodoo doll is working.
I'm just saying, did you check? Is it PPR?
I'm going to drown it. I'm going to drown that voodoo doll.
But no, seriously, is it PPR?
Yes, it's PPR. Okay. Yes.
Michael Carter, Adam Thielen, T. Higgins in the sixth round, 12 man. Standard PPR. There goes T.J. Hockenson.
I want Juju.
You know, in a two wide receiver, talk about this for a second. In a two wide receiver, having one of those elite tight ends feels even better.
Are you serious?
Oh my God, Juju
God
went one.
Damn it again.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
Thielen's not still around, is he?
Thielen went four picks ago.
I think.
You have 10 seconds.
I'll take Sutton then.
That's your boy.
I love Cortland Sutton. Even though stupid Teddy Bridgewater won the job, which I don't think he's going to hold, but it's still a decent pick here. Sutton,
Andrews, Kenyon Drake. So what are you doing coming back?
Coming back, I'm going to go with another running back. I still like Jamal Williams, man. So I think it's going to be Jamal.
That's your guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely honed in on a couple of guys, and Jamal Williams is going to be my number one owned player.
You think so? Oh, is that you?
No,
oh my God. Oh, you just went. Oh no. CK did you so dirty.
Motherfucker.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
That one Odell. That was definitely on my list.
Odell.
Oh, you Barwich just took Jerry Judy.
Surprise, motherfucker.
All right, I'm gonna take Claypool.
frustrating. It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Sorry about it. You, all of you.
What's that? What are we?
You're something. You're something with a name. There goes Melvin Gordon. I think I might take Trey Sermon. You know, backup running back.
Yeah.
Just take the upside here. I don't have any shares. I don't have a second wideout, but I'm not in particular love with any of these other guys.
I think I kind of want it.
Why don't you take a kicker?
Yeah, well, I'll do that. I forgot we are drafting kickers and defense here.
Kickers and defense. This is a real draft, right?
Bogies and grinders. There goes Jamar Chase.
Meatball sandwich. A sloppy Joe. A sloppy Joe. Ah.
There goes AJ Dillon. I got to dodge. Oh, Chad's got to be so pissed. AJ Dillon went in front of him. I got to dodge one more bullet to get Trey Sermon. There went Zach Moss. Okay, cool. In the 80s, this is exactly what we're talking about.
That's a good pick. Yeah.
Upside play, mother trucker.
What are you going next?
I really probably need to hone in on wideout. I just don't particularly love anybody. I mean, I got Debo, who I love. Brandon Cooks, Robbie Anderson's in there. Well, not anymore.
Debo's your number one. Who's your number one?
No, Lockett's my number one. There goes Ronald Jones.
Ronald Jones, good pick here. I mean, I'm not a Ronald Jones fan. Everybody knows that, but
Debo. And they quick pick.
Oh, bitch. I wanted Lindsay coming back.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
They quick picked right into me. God damn it.
Great work, everybody. Teamwork makes the dream work. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh,
Troll Toe.
What'd you say?
Troll Toe.
Hey, hey, hey.
Troll Toe.
I think I'm going to. This sucks. I'm going to take Brandon Cooks. What a loser pick. Second wideout.
Yeah, but what Jake said is true about Brandon Cooks. I mean, he's still the number one guy. He's going to get a million targets.
I'm so glad it's only two wideouts.
I mean, if he, if he has his 11th concussion or something, he might retire, but he should have. He's good, dude. I think that's a decent pick.
There goes James Conner. Just not as your number two wide receiver. I botched that. Should have taken Debo, but I don't think Sermon would have come back. That was a fail. There goes Michael Thomas, James Conner.
Bitch!
You wanted Conner?
I wanted Conner because I have Edmonds. I thought it'd be pretty good to double tap those guys just to make sure.
That would have been the smart thing to do.
Thanks for that. That's what I needed.
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe. Joe. Yeah.
He said if it wasn't for the lunch lady, the kids wouldn't eat you. You could be shaking her hand and saying, pleased to meet you.
I am go away debating.
Go away debating.
Go away baiting.
All right, I'll just say I want Gus Edwards so I can watch him go.
Okay, that's fair. But you really want someone else? Because then it doesn't work if you do.
No, I mean, I want Gus Edwards. So. Okay.
I'm just saying you can't like...
Well, I'm not. If Toph takes Gus Edwards, I mean, I have a backup here, but
there goes Nyheim Hines, seventh pick in the eighth round. So I do have there's Will Fuller, your guy. So you get.
I just took Will Fuller in a draft. So, but Gus Edwards here. And then I would really like it if Tom Brady fell back to me.
Oh, because you didn't get a QB yet?
Nope.
Okay.
But that would give me Brady. Well, right now I have Barkley, Mike Davis, Gus Edwards, and Chase Edmonds. My wideouts are Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton, Chase Claypool, and I have Darren Waller at my tight end.
J.D. McKissick just – McKissick.
McKissick. Say it right.
McKissick. Sorry, guy. Tyler Boyd, I wanted really bad there. Will.
So bad.
Well, wishing one hand – the other one, see which one fills up first.
Okay.
Who are you taking coming up here? Can Brady. I talk about what I want?
Brady.
Well, I still can't until you take him. There goes Marvin Jones. F*** you, Barwich. Piece of shit.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
I want Devontae Smith.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, well, I know. That's all I want. And there he f***ing goes. God.
This is the funnest night ever.
Oh, great work, everybody. You guys are doing the Lord's work. This is great.
Just
did Marvin Jones already go?
Yes, Barwich took him.
Okay,
they're taking all the guys. Why? How am I running into a wide receiver issue now?
Yeah, what's your problem? There's only two wide receivers. Some beautiful genius made a mistake.
That's exactly how I refer to that person. It goes Tony Pollard. I go, this beautiful genius
good
over
Lord.
Here.
Dude, Marquez Callaway has one good preseason game. And look, he could be the number one there. But Jesus.
What, did he just go?
Bald? No, he's
on their
just
system?
In,
yeah,
in the rankings here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Springboarding.
I don't really like a lot of what's happening here. I am... F me. I'm gonna go LaVisca.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
That kid is back on the escalator again.
Yeah, now it feels better.
Now, LaVisca was definitely top of my board here.
Give me that. Told you, I like LaVisca in the new...
LaVisca
in the new setup.
LaVisca.
But I got to focus on wideout still. Last couple picks, right after. Damn. Sonny Michel, who's a brand new Ram. Michael Gallup, Dallas Goedert, Ryan... I'm up. I didn't realize I was up.
I didn't see that you were up either. I'm over here queuing up players.
Yeah. How much time do I have?
10 seconds.
Oh, well, crap. Beep, boop, beep. We're going to go because we need wide receiver depth with Curtis Samuel.
Oh, God. Just looking at my cue, you bitch.
Murder balling you.
God damn, dude.
Come here. I got to murder ball you.
Yes. We'll see if Russell Gage falls back to me.
Like me some Russell Gage.
Robot.
That's a terrible robot voice.
Yep.
Have you watched any of the new Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Nope.
I
might just like binge it all in
That's
one
not
night.
Bad. That's not bad. That might be
the plan. Matthew Stafford, Robert Tonyan both just went. How are you feeling about this team right now?
Probably wish I wouldn't have bet some Amazon thing on it, but it's all right.
Do we have projections in this?
Yeah, actually, Toph just said he will be doing Dusty projections.
Bitch! Fuck. God, Barrow. Ramondre Stevenson, that's my guy.
In the face! In the face! No!
Yeah, Ramondre Stevenson is your guy?
Yes, it's always been. Six and the 10th, followed by Jalen Hurts, Mike Williams, and you got Russell Gage. Boy, that is unfortunate. There goes James.
Disappointed.
Yeah, that one hurt. Well, there's just not a lot of upside at running back right now. There goes Darnell Mooney.
Did you like burp and run out of breath at the same time?
I had a hiccup.
God, you know, I didn't hiccup because if I did, Welsh would be on the floor laughing his balls off.
Well, it's when you manically, like when you don't stop hiccuping. That's my favorite.
Well, that's the only way I hiccup. So,
yeah,
don't have a lot of options. Not like I choose to do it. They always hurt, too. They hurt like shit, dude. It's not funny.
Fant Bernard, yeah. Marquez Callaway.
It's funny.
Second pick in the 11th round, followed by Madison Bogman's up.
I mean, there's just no running backs left, so I'm going to do this, and I hate it, but...
Mark Ingram. Yeah, it's
I
really bad.
I do have five backs now, though, so that'll give me Barkley, Mike Davis, Chase Edmonds, Gus Edwards, and Mark Ingram.
There's some decent wideouts that live in the same tier. Which
There's a bunch right now. That's why I went with running back.
Tyler Higbee. God, I think Logan Thomas right now looks like a f-ing steal if someone wants
to. You have a tight end, though, don't you?
I got Kittle, yeah. So yeah, that's the advantage of not having the great wide. There goes Logan, next pick. I have Lockett and Cooks, but I got Kittle as my tight end. So And then I got LaVisca and Curtis Samuel. Sermon is my fourth running back on the bench. So I feel, and I got Dak. I mean, I feel great about this. I don't have any great big bye week issues. yeah, this is pretty set. And I got 6 weeks. You know, actually, I've got technically 7 weeks before I need one of those backup running backs to come in. There went Jacoby Myers, Carlos Hyde.
I queued up Hyde, but I'm going to have Ingram over Hyde after my rank adjustments. By the way, rank adjustments coming up this Friday. So yep. Today, as you're listening today, to this, they'll be up on Patreon. So
yes, sir. All right. This is a
7, 6, 5, 4.
Michael Pittman.
Oh man, Michael Pittman was 2 on my list, so I don't like that.
And then I think I'm gonna come back around, and there goes Henry Ruggs, Marquise Brown. And
well, Henry Ruggs was back. 1.
I'm gonna take a running back, but I'm trying to determine. Am I up?
No, Todd's up.
Here's what I can't figure out if I want to do. There went Latavius and John. Do I want to go Tevin Coleman, who gets maybe some early start? Did he go? He gets some early starts, or go with Darrington Evans if something happens to Henry? Because I got the upside.
It's ugly either way. So
yeah, I'm gonna go Coleman. Just in case I have an early injury and Sermon's not set yet.
I want a Jets wide receiver, either Jamison Crowder or Elijah Moore.
Their first kicker, Chatty. Oh, you.
Justin Tucker. There you go. Hook him.
I guess. He broke the seal. Can't be undone, Chad. We're always going to see that. You took the kicker.
Oh, your boy Jalen Reagor. There he goes.
That pisses me off. That would have been one of my last picks for sure. It's a great pick. Tony Jones Jr., who looks like he might be number 2 in New Orleans. Jumping Latavius.
I don't
buy it.
Man.
I feel like you don't buy it at all.
It's not that I don't buy it at all. He ran ahead of Latavius before. I don't understand it because Tony Jones wasn't very good at Notre Dame. So it's just a little surprising to me.
No.
Jamison Crowder, I took. What do we got? 4 rounds left.
Joe Burrow, yeah. You going to dip into that kicker defense yet?
No. I will wait till the last round to take both those.
Okay.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. This okay. Darrington Evans. Ah, ah, ah.
You know, there's no G in there. Darrington.
You know why I do that? I apologize. I do that because of
something in the Monster Machine. I know.
Plays in the Monster Machine.
You said it a million times. Yeah.
Darrington. Yeah, that's why I do it. I apologize for that. There goes Baker Mayfield.
You know what? Forget Amy. But can we talk about this honeymoon scene?
That is why I do it. That is why I do it.
Bucks D, was that? That's Barwich.
Bucks defense broke that seal.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Niners defense is probably the one I would want just because they played Detroit in week 1. I think Jacksonville plays Houston, so they're not a great option either. Oh,
you're up. You have 6 seconds.
Aguilar.
All right. Because I have Dak, I think I need to get a backup quarterback.
Got to make sure.
Yeah, and Tua's out there. I mean, yeah, I like Justin Fields and Trey Lance and Roethlisberger and stuff. But
yeah, but you're looking at week 1.
Yeah. I have to sneeze.
Oh, bless you.
Here's Nicole.
All right. That's enough sneezing.
My wife does that like really, really loud one. It makes me mad when she sneezes. I get like mad.
That's ridiculous.
Because it's like she's being ridiculous. It's most ridiculous. Yeah,
but she doesn't. It's not. You know, you inherit your sneeze from one of your parents.
What?
That's a true thing. You sneeze the way one of your parents sneezes. I'm serious.
That's like the most ridiculous
thing. It's a weird hereditary thing. I sneeze exactly like my dad sneezes. It's loud and obnoxious, and you would hate it.
I hate loud obnoxious. It's just like you could, like, I can control the sneeze if it's coming in. I can try to, like, silence.
It's enormous and loud, and if I did it in the library, everyone would look at me. Okay. So I don't have that. I'm not a little.
I can, like, bring a what? You're not a what?
Not a little girl is what I was going to say.
Oh, is there something like wrong with
that? Small girl, like a child, not.
Oh, like a child.
Yeah, I'm not being a misogynist.
Yeah, you're not a child, is what you're saying.
I'm not a kid. Yes.
Okay, that's fair. Matt Ryan just went. Chuba Hubbard just went. Ben Roethlisberger just went.
Ben Roethlisberger.
To your point.
Which point?
The point of the defense. I'm going to take the 49ers. 49ers have a strong end to the season, yeah, and they have a strong week one. I will take the 49ers and get some points so I can beat up Bogman and win an Amazon gift. Oh, but I don't get to pick the gift, do I?
No, I pick the gift.
The mystery gift.
Yeah.
Are we going to go gaggy?
Let's not go gaggy.
Wouldn't you like a big old box of lube to come to your house if you want? That'd
be great. Yeah.
So, don't go gaggy.
Phrasing. Boom!
Well, be careful.
I mean, just listening to you break down is great.
I can't contain myself. Opened up the seal on the defense a little bit. Terrence Marshall, AJ Green, then it went Rams, Washington, both defenses, and then Darrell Williams.
Bogman, I like the Terrence Marshall pick. I'm debating between two running backs.
Go away, Baton.
Yeah, what are their names?
I'm gonna go with this one.
Jerick McKinnon.
Oh, I forgot. You know, once you have positions open, you can't take, like, I can't take any other position players. I have to take a defense or I have to take a kicker. Those are my only two options.
Yep. Sorry, that's, bud.
Sorry.
So sorry.
So sorry.
Sorry. We're sorry. I'm deeply sorry.
Young Ho, after
sorry,
Gesicki and Perriman just went. So you're coming up with your second to last pick?
Yeah, it's a defense or a kicker. I'm looking at defenses here.
Broncos just went.
Bronco. You ever see that movie, Gentlemen Broncos?
Nope. No idea.
Bronco.
I can't remember what that guy's name is.
Me neither.
Yeah, thanks. Boy, you're such a help to me. You know, whoever said you're an asshole and you're never helpful, I don't know what they were saying. Let's go with...
You're up. You have 4 seconds.
The Chiefs. That's
fine. Ah, the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. All right. Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs play the... You don't remember that commercial?
Yep.
The Snickers commercial? Great Colson. Googly Moogly. Then why do you act like you don't know what I'm talking about?
I was just having fun. I was trying to have fun. Yeah, sit over here. Be a fun time. Guy.
It's yeah. So fun.
I was having fun best. Time with Chiefs. Chiefs is a fun thing.
Great Googly Moogly.
It's great. Apparently can't have fun here. Sorry.
Strangle you with a ladle. It's a fun
show. Irv Smith, Justin Fields. Look up some backup quarterbacks here, Boggs.
Did Amon-Ra St. Brown go?
I think like 6 rounds ago. No, he's still there. Maybe I'll take him.
Or he's still there. Yeah. I mean, I can't look because I have to take a kicker. It won't let me look at anything else. I go to all positions, just kickers, only kickers.
All right. All right. I'll get a dumb kicker. How about Zerline? We'll go Zerline.
Young Jeezy.
And then coming back, I
leg
want
the leg.
Wayne Gallman. I'm going to end my draft with Wayne Gallman.
Not unusual. No.
All the Niners, but Mostert, I will take just in case.
Like everyone's leaving the draft and just going to let an auto kicker get taken.
Jerks, come on. Browns defense, Patriots defense. So this will be the kicker defense round. There goes Jason Myers, Seattle. Not to be confused with Michael Myers, who murdered people at Lake. What was it?
Titicaca.
Like Placid, what was the Chris Boswell?
God damn it, dude. I just queued up. Was that Sean?
That Mike was
Todd. Well, Todd's a Steelers fan too, so
Michael Myers Lake. What was it? Crystal Lake. There we go. Know. So sorry, Crystal Lake. Did you know that there is
I was
a thing?
Say Lake Conroe for a second? I was gonna be upset.
Did you know that there is a thing up north here in Arizona where you can do the Michael Myers experience at a they make it into Crystal Lake and like you it's like a escape room except you're and the whole property and you have to survive against Michael Myers.
No, I mean, will he Well, what happens if he gets
They really you? Kill you, Bogman. They really murder you.
Well,
they really murder you. It's a cool game. Not many people have been back to tell about it. That's why no one's heard of it.
Is that actually where they shoot the movies? They're just reality shows is what they are.
Yeah. I don't know exactly. I think it's just like anything else, like those zombie ones too. If they get you, you're out or whatever. Right. And then you get a shirt that you didn't survive.
It's actually just a big game of tag that looks
if scary. You came back, I want like you, me, and then a couple of our ITL guys that are here in Arizona. We have to do that.
I mean,
that would be the best time ever.
Like you say, if I came back, like I'm moving to Mars or something. I mean, I'll be back, but I'm not going to come back to go do the Michael Myers experience.
Well, not,
I'm going to come back to do the spring training and opening day. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, and then we'll plan around it. Is that so okay? Come on.
That's fine.
All right, let's hear your Amazon winning team here for it's on the line. This is all the keepsies, 12-team PPR, 2 wideouts, if you didn't know. Bogman, what'd you do?
I got Tom Brady at quarterback. My running backs are Saquon, Mike Davis, Chase Edmonds with Gus Edwards, Mark Ingram, and Jerick McKinnon on the bench. Wideouts are Keenan Allen, Cortland Sutton with Claypool, Russell Gage, Jamison Crowder, Nelson Aguilar on my bench. My tight end is Darren Waller, Chiefs defense, and Tyler Bass from the Bills as my kicker.
When I look at your team, I love your running back situation. I even look at your wideouts as in like your first bench guy. Let's assume he's your third wide receiver and Claypool is great. And Russell Gage will be your top bench guy to go with Crowder. You've got really good depth. I'd say your running back depth isn't great because it's a bunch of like questions, but still even at that point, like Edwards and Ingram, it's fine. This is the most you team constructed. It's so funny that you did this because like Barkley, Davis, all you love Sutton, like the higher tight ends.
Keenan Allen guy, but this is like the third or fourth time I found myself taking Keenan Allen because he's the best option on the board.
And the bench is very representative of you as well. It's like Gus Edwards, total you guy, Mark Ingram, Crowder. I mean, this is
Mark
hilariously.
Ingram? I feel like I don't want Mark Ingram ever.
No, but. You've been talking like that he's gonna get not you're not like I'm not saying you're a Mark
I don't
Ingram
like
guy.
Him, but yeah, he is gonna be their starter week one.
Yeah, I'm just saying this is something like you know, a guy you would have of all the teams. This is the most you team that you've constructed.
I think. I think that makes sense.
So what are you gonna grade yourself out? How happy
B
are you?
Plus. I'm not super happy, but it's pretty good. I like having Tom Brady, I like having Darren Waller. In there if I'm not as comfortable with some of my situations. And, you know, I love Sutton, but I would want him more as a 3 than a 2, which is fine, which is why I got Claypool immediately afterwards. So I'd say this is a B+.
I'd say this is a B+. Also, I would want to give it an A, but I think it has a little bit more risk. I think there's a little bit with Barkley out there. Mike Davis, I think, has a little bit. Sutton, there's some injury stuff. I would have loved if you would have got James Conner to protect yourself.
Well, I mean, I was like 2 picks away from him. So,
yeah, the protection would have been good there. But there's a lot of floor. I think there's some risk, but it's a lot. I think it's a B+ team with a couple things could have gone your way. You might have liked it a little bit better. My team, I got Dak at quarterback. My running backs, Nick Chubb, Austin Eckler. And then at flex, I got Josh Jacobs. On the bench, I've got Sermon. Tevin Coleman, Wayne Gallman. My wideouts, I got Tyler Lockett with Brandon Cooks. Those are the 2 starters. On the bench, I got LaVisca, Curtis Samuel, Michael Pittman. I forgot to say I also have Tua backing up Prescott. And then I have George Kittle at tight end with the Niners defense and Greg Zuerlein. So like for me, the only thing I hate is the second wideout. Everything else is on par with exactly how I'd want to go. Sure, I would have liked to have gotten Najee and Gibson instead. That didn't work out because Najee went not actually. If I would have had 11 or 12, I would have had a much better shot. That's why I want that more.
Has
than
Gibson moved past Najee for you yet? Because
no.
you've talked up Gibson quite a bit.
But they're next to each other.
Okay,
that's why I would have liked to double tap those guys. I didn't get to. So Chubb and Eckler, they work fine. I like getting Kittle in there. Lockett is still close to a wide receiver. He's more of a wide receiver 2 for me, but a wide receiver 1 here is fine. This has the workings of how I want. I'm a little higher on Jacobs than most other people because I still think he can be a borderline RB1. So I got like 3 RB1s. I got a wide receiver 2/1 in there. I've got a tight end 1 and a quarterback 1. This is top tier players. And I think my bench is really strong. You know, Gallman and Coleman could produce any early value if I need it. Sermon is my back half of the year big play. where I lacked in wideouts, I took a lot of other really, you know, high potential guys in a full PPR like LaVisca and Samuel and Pittman. I'm extremely happy with the construction of this team outside of, I would have liked if I could have got a better wide receiver too. So I'm going to give this like it's like an A minus for me because of the wideout situation. What say you?
I mean, like I said, the best part about your team is that you said Prescott instead of Prescott the whole time. Very proud of you. But
not easy for an Arizona person.
That's right. I think the question mark here is, of course, the wideouts. Lockett getting, you know, so much of his production in just a couple games last year is a little scary when he's one of your two. I like Brandon Cooks as a two. I think he's solid. You got a top tier quarterback and tight end. So I like this team as well. I think this is probably an A to A minus team.
Oh, that's pretty amazing here. Let's see if the projections are up. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, you're going to be number one because you got a backup quarterback.
I think a lot of people did. All right. So you ready to check out? We'll start from bench to starters.
All right. Who has the worst bench?
Tomlin has the worst bench.
God, the projections hate Tomlin. I feel like he's always bringing up the rear in the projections.
We'll take a look at the whole thing. You were given the second worst bench.
Yep.
Barwich was given the third. I was given the fourth. I want to point out, you said like, I'm going to get loved. I got the fourth worst bench on this. Then it went RFP, Chad, Barrow. The top five was Sean, CK, Toft, Toby, and Todd Golden. Got the number one by a lot, by the way. So here are your starters.
All three of those other guys, you said Tomlin was last. He had a backup quarterback, and so did Barwich. So maybe the quarterback thing is out
of
the Fantasy Bros projection.
Starters. The worst starters, our boy Chad E. Given the worst starters. Poor Barrow Chad. Was 11. Sean was 10. Toby was 9. Bogman, you were 8. Toft was 7. Tomlin was 6. So the starters. Todd Golden was number 5, RFP, the American Sniper, 4, CK3, me, 2, and Barwich, 1. And Barwich got a heavy lead at number 1. So your projections.
I got to be close to last.
Close-ish. Chad E. was the worst, so we'll look at his team. Barrow was second worst. You were third worst. You finished 10th in projections. Tomlin, Sean, RFP, Toby, your top 5 then is now Toft, myself at 4, CK at 3, Barwich at 2, and Todd Golden at 1. If you guys want to see the results of this, go on to Patreon. Bogman, you have a free post that gets out every Friday, right? That you have the results people can check. So you guys can look at the results if you hear us say team names and you're like, well, who does that guy have? Because we're not going over all of them. Guess what, buddy? You can go and look and you'll just have like a great time. So let's start with the worst team, which unfortunately is Chaddy. Chad's team. Let's see how bad it is. Justin Herbert at quarterback. His running backs are Jonathan Taylor, Miles Sanders, and at flex, Damian Harris. Okay, I like that. On the bench, he has Pollard, Hyde. Okay. Wideouts, Hopkins, Julio Jones. And on the bench, he has Thielen with Michael Thomas at his wide receiver 4 and AJ Green and Cobb. His tight end is Tonyan, Ravens defense, and Tucker. And he has Justin Fields at backup quarterback. This is a good team.
I don't understand why he got, dead last.
What are we missing on here? Is it because, like, Damian Harris doesn't catch a lot of balls? I mean, he has great wideouts, good running back.
I think Harris is part of it, and then maybe backing him up with Pollard and Hyde, you know, both number twos, maybe that's it. But I really don't understand this. You got two of the best wide receivers. You got a top 10 quarterback. You have a top 10 tight end in Tonyan. I think, and you got the number one kicker, and probably a top 5 defense in the Ravens. So
you want to know what's weird? Because he had a decent bench scoring, but he was given the worst starter scoring. And I look at that and it's like, you're going to give that the worst starter. He's got Hopkins, Julio. I mean, there's some little injury things out there. You could be worried about Sanders, maybe that's Taylor and Damian Harris don't do well in PPR, but
it's low projections on Taylor because of Wentz injury and everyone's out on Miles Sanders. I think he's still going to be fine. You know, not great, but fine. And I guess maybe because Julio hasn't practiced much, maybe they took a little love off of Julio's projections. Like, I'm trying to poke the holes and find what it is that they don't like. I think it's a pretty good squad.
Check this out, too, and let's compare this. Now, the bench, I think it sets itself apart. Which is going to make the big separator here, but check out Todd Golden, who was given the number one team. Now Todd's bench is really strong. So I get it. But to separate out why his starters are different, you're going to have to tell me, because here are his starters. Ryan Tannehill. And on the bench, he has Ben Roethlisberger. His starting running backs are Aaron Jones, Antonio Gibson, and he has Chris Carson at flex. Okay, that's like a big advantage. On the bench, he also got Gaskin, Lindsey, and Michael with Xavier Jones. Holy crap. Amazing running backs. Wideouts, he was still able to get Godwin and Ayuk as his starters. And on the bench, he has Robbie Anderson and Marquise Brown. Jonnu Smith at tight end, Brown's defense, Boswell. So his bench just, he murderballed the bench. He has Gaskin, Anderson, Lindsey, Michael all on the bench. His starters, though, I don't know, man. Like, Chad E's starters, I think, was actually a little bit better. Outside of the three running backs, he's got a huge advantage. Like, I will give it that this team is better than Chad E's, but it's not like number one to number 12 difference, right. I think.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't really understand. I mean, what was the point difference? Is the point difference at least low as far as their projections?
Let me look here. Real quick. Let's see. The total points, I just went away from it, sorry. The total points for Golden was 1,128. Chad's was 1,008. So about 200 points, which 200 is not
points.
That's not insignificant, but it's also, we've seen bigger gaps.
Yeah, that's true. 200 points over 17 weeks would be, how many? Like 11 points a week. That's over a touchdown difference.
But let me tell you this, though. The difference between Chad E and Todd Golden's bench scoring is 115 of those points.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a big part of it. Okay.
But that's bench scoring. So you're also talking about your starters that are out there. That's a different thing.
That's also why I don't really care about what the projections say. You know, projections are just,
I know,
they're always so wrong at the end of the year. They're a great resource, and I respect the people that do them and make them. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard to make projections, and it's hard to, you know, we've talked about this with Cardi on the baseball show too. It's hard to make projections knowing that some of them are just going to be terrible. You know what I mean? And people are going to say, well, why do you have this and that? Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
But they don't see it like that, because it's like, well, this is what they, if you trust the algorithm, what the algorithm spits out is science to them. And they're like, well, no, this is what it is. And then if it deviates from it, there's other factors. Like,
it's as scientific as it gets, but it's never going to be 100% right. It's never even going to be 90% right. So,
no, there's so many things that don't get factored in, but I'm not really sure, you know, the way we all drafted was too different. Now, here's another fact. Well, no, never mind. I was about to say the other factor is we drafted on ESPN and their projections, but we're using Fantasy Pros projections, which I think are a little bit light in some areas as well. Let's look at the number two team, which was Barwich's. Barwich, he got, I think, the number one starters in the number two team. He has a bye week issue, by the way. His two of his starting running backs and his quarterback are on seven.
Looks, you want this on a... you know, what do you call it? Slot machine, but you don't want it on your bye week.
Right? Exactly. You're winning big time here if you get the cherries and the sevens, but you're not. He's got Josh Allen at quarterback, Dalvin and James Robinson at running back. His wideouts were Metcalf and Judy. His tight end was Mark Andrews. His flex was Daryl Henderson, which, Bucks defense and the kicker. Bench was Antonio Brown, Marvin Jones, James White, Madison, Burrow, Perriman, and Gronk. That was given the second best projection. Now, he cheated the system a little bit. Did you see that? He took a second tight end knowing to get up there in the projections.
I'm sure that was the purpose of it.
Exactly what you did here.
He backed up Cook with Madison. I like that a lot. This starting lineup is really good. Josh Allen, Cook, Robinson, like you said.
Anderson's a little bit of a question, but he could throw in Marvin Jones or Antonio Brown into that flex.
God, what pick was he? What pick was Barwich?
I mean, the one thing we have to consider too is there's like one less pick here because we had two wideouts, if you don't remember, Bogman. So like these would be starters, so it could change a little bit. But even for him, Antonio Brown would have been his third receiver, or Marvin Jones. So it's like, okay. And one of those guys is a bench guy who could play flex. If you had to start Antonio Brown and Marvin Jones over Daryl Henderson, you're doing pretty well. James White, you know, Sonny Michel's gone, so James White can play that receiving role, which is good. This is a really well-constructed team, but whose do you like more? Do you like Barwich. Todd's or Barwich's?
I like Barwich's more.
Let me go back and look at Todd's real quick. Where is it?
Todd Golden. They're both good. It's under Todd Golden.
Todd's is tough because his bench is so good. but I am, and I love the three running back thing, but I'm going to lean Barwich because there's a little bit of top tier player in there. Like, yeah. I love the wideouts. I love the running backs, Mark Andrews,
Josh Allen and Mark Andrews. I mean, that's solid, you know?
Yeah. Do you like Barwich or my team?
I think I like Barwich's team more than anybody's. So.
Okay. So good thing he's not doing the Amazon thing.
That's right.
How do you feel?
I would have no problem throwing, anybody into the Amazon thing. I'll trust what I drafted. That's fine.
Okay, yeah. So if I beat Bogman, everybody send me $20 Amazon. That's what you were saying. So yeah, that's the bet. We're going to put it on the line.
I meant.
We were putting a team together that has to face off and has a couple ducats on the line. We now know we'll fight these starters out and we'll see.
Battle.
Yeah. I mean, we won't score it. Someone else will have to score it and remind us, but you know, especially if I win, make sure someone's doing that. So I get a fun gift from Bogman. Right. I don't know what it'll be.
Bubba already owes me one, so I told him to wait till the end of the baseball season.
The Amazon thing, or
yeah,
just
an Amazon thing from something we did on Line Star. So I got something already, something weird coming from Bubba. So I'll be happy to make it two things.
Okay. Well, if you guys want, like I said, Patreon, you can check out free posts. You can read the article of it, but come and check us out and sign up on Patreon to have so much fun this season. Bogman's live streams, Thursday night with Bogman, looks like it'll be back. And sometimes Bogman does a Monday night football with Bogman. No guarantees. If Steelers play, it's out. But anything else, you know, you get live streams to hang out with Bogman. Sometimes they will roll out and play some bingo, the Thursday or Monday night bingo, which is fun. And you can ask questions and hang out with the dudes. That's just one thing. We've got the GroupMe rooms. It is invaluable in draft season. I'm telling you, the start and sit room explodes on Sunday morning. You can shoot off your ideas with all of the rest of the crew. Plus, you have access to us. We've got ranks posted up today, a brand new update if you're looking for that. And because Bogman and I are now both officially, as I'm talking, in DFS places, we are going to do some Patreon-only DFS games. So if you want to be a part of that, come and hang out. We'll have a ton of fun with that. Get some contests going and do all the things. We like to have fun with fantasy. If sometimes you are lacking that fun, our Patreon might be a good place. For as little as $5, you can get some of it. And then you go one more level up, you can get almost all of it. So come and hang out, patreon.com/ITL Army. Next week, it's a little bit of a mystery and exactly what we are going to do. But we have some stuff on the line. The following week is pretty set because it'll be the Monday or the early episode, which we'll actually... The following week, we will move to our normal schedule where the episodes come out on Mondays, Mondays and then midweek. We will, or it might be Tuesday for that one, but we will have like the predictions and the chicken game and all that. And then we will have our first in season episode. So this last week we'll be kind of finalizing prep. Maybe or maybe not there'll be a mock draft. You'll have to see. Maybe or maybe not there'll be some guest episodes. We got voicemails coming back. There's a lot of fun stuff here, Bogman. We got our final drafts that we're doing.
Fun. We're going to have a great time. I'm excited. The season is almost here. We got college football this Saturday. I mean, it's week zero, so there's only five games, and they're not the best, but it's action. It's action that counts on the weekend. So we're ready for football to fire up. Let's go.
And in the very near future, we might finally get the Twitch and the Patreon-only gaming going, as I was gifted from our dear friend Don. He knows about the PlayStation 5 that I quote got for my kid. And couldn't be nicer. I was surprised to come home to Madden 2022. The only problem, Bugs, it was the disc version, and I don't have the disc version.
Such a nice gesture too. And then,
I know. You know, so
like
I gotta
can't do anything with it.
That's I gotta just exchange it out, and I think I can exchange it out and then purchase it online. But hopefully we'll have some Madden going on there. So like I said, fun in fantasy lives here with a lot. I mean, there's always drama, but you know, a lot less of that Twitter fantasy football drama. So come and hang out if you want. More episodes next week. We got radio this weekend. Bogman doing some Fantasy Pros IDP. Make sure you're checking into that. There is so much going on, and thank you guys for hanging out. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss any of it. And follow us on Twitter @IsItTheWelsh and @BogmanSports. Until next time, friends, we will talk to you next week. Good luck in your drafts this weekend. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. We're out. Later, fam.
Sorry,